Yeah, they're still loud even in here.
They're louder than normal. I think it's because everything is echoing.
And everything is all tile. I think we're live for most things, are we? I believe so. We're just sitting here talking. Well, after a brief week off, we are back, and this is episode 41 of Let's Have a Fifi. Is that my computer? Well, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't have a problem. Anyway, this is your Wednesday night conversation. We have so much to talk about. Just be happy that we're unmuted and I remember to. We will talk about current events, weekend recap, and more. This is Let's Have a Fifi. Last time we were on, I didn't remember to do this, but I want to remember to do it this time. The moment of silence for, we have more victims of police brutality. Some people coming into the light that, you know, like families that haven't said much, but now they're saying a lot. So let's take a moment and... Not sure what happened, but
no idea.
police brutality, police reform is still in progress, but it should not be still in progress. It should be fully happening at this point. There's just so much, and Breonna Taylor. That's all I'll say. Breonna Taylor. Every day I see four pictures, and they're what? They're free. Why are they free? Can somebody tell us? And there's another family of that had like a incident where their family, you know, had one of those raids, and basically did the same thing, and that family is flipped upside down. Nobody's saying a word.
It's happened a few times, and, you know, it's one of those things that people just, it's like, eh. It almost becomes so...
numbing, though. That's numbing to me. Yeah. But let's get on with the show. But if you know anybody that is running for office, I beg, and I thought of this the other day. If you are looking for a candidate, you need to... especially if it's local government, you need to be in their inbox asking them what are they doing for police reform.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're not answering that question, that's like one of the main ones that's like on my mind at this point. But if they're not answering that, bye, bro. But anyway, welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. I'm Felicia Fifi Minor, and I am in my new home.
It's very echoey. You're going to have to, like, put some eggshells or something.
Well,
on the wall, get some rugs down.
I have a rug. I have all tile throughout my house. So, what I need...
Get your microphones set up. That'd probably help, too.
What I need to do is figure out where the sound bounces off from. Because then I can put the... if anybody's good at sound, especially acoustics, I don't want to sing in here. I can't sing. So, if I could get that worked out, that would be amazing. And I have vaulted ceilings, so that's another thing. And Freddie Prinze Charming joining us.
Joining us? I work here.
I know. do we have any animal guests? No animal guests?
No, not many of the ones that are different than usual.
We are Arizona's longest running drag live stream. It's more than just the gossip. It's about police reform. I'm just kidding. It's the issues that matter most to you. Share this episode. We're live streaming on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. So... I need to update this. Because, with sadness, we announced that since we last broadcast that the Burley Barber in Tempe has closed due to said circumstances of COVID. If you wear your mask, we could have just avoided all this. Anyway. But we still like to thank them for all that they have done, and I need them to hurry up and come back, because I need...
Right, I mean, they're still kind of technically sort of a de facto sponsor, you know.
But we like to thank them for their time and their service. We also like to throw out shout-outs for Wigs of a Kind and Bone and Basil.
Are you enjoying your
Bone
and Basil goodies?
Yes, we'll talk about that here in a minute. we also like to thank our Patreon supporters, Allison, Best, and Brandon, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, and Sassy C. Diaz. You can support us today at patreon.com/letshaveafifi.
I believe last week just put up a new video on our Patreon. If you ever wanted to see Felicia and I take on the Dollar Store Makeup Challenge, then you definitely want to go and subscribe to our Patreon. Because we did that. Mind you, we filmed it. We did film it. It was before all of this went down. So this isn't, not a recent video. Like, we did not... sit next to, like, no, we haven't physically seen each other in months.
Since February?
No, it would have been early March, very early March.
Oh, before my surgery. No,
right.
Actually, you saw me after the surgery, because we did an episode after the surgery.
Right, it was right before everything went locked, like, got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this was done before that. But we finally got around to editing it and throwing it up there, and it's definitely interesting. So, I mean, you know,
and we're working on more stuff. Even though we're apart, we have talked about, well, Freddie came up with like 3 good ones, and I was like, damn. So I'm trying to think of 3 good ones for us too. So, but
I mean,
we are working.
Else to do, Jesus, you know, like I sit around playing video games.
But
all
I think
the
next
so.
One, I'm not very good at explaining things. So,
oh boy, this is gonna be fun. If you want to see some crazy shit, if you want to see some shenanigans, make sure you subscribe to the Patreon, because there's gonna be some stuff coming down. I think Felicia, you posted that you did a tutorial for blocking the eyebrows. Yes,
I haven't posted that I did it yet. I just said that. I just hinted at it. But that's the first one. I think I should explain. you know how like in grade school they're like you have to write out how to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Right.
I should probably do, like, a whole tutorial. Like, maybe we'll do pieces.
Oh, no, you know what you should do? Oh, my God. Okay, no, I have a brilliant idea. And I
but don't tell it. Don't tell it. They should subscribe to our Patreon.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm not going to tell it. I'm not gonna say it on air because, number one, I don't want these bitches stealing my idea. Number two, I got to make sure people want to subscribe. But I have some ideas. So,
if you're watching right now, I don't mind if you, like, disappear for a moment, go subscribe. It only takes $1 for right now.
We do have plans on, like,
if it goes a little higher, that we may do tiers. We haven't figured that part out yet. I mean, we've been doing this for years. So it only takes $1 if you want to subscribe to our Patreon. Truth and honesty right there.
We're cheap.
It takes a lot of money to look this cheap. You can also support us by tipping us in the tip jar. You can tip us at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. And then you can see our, like, individuals down there. But what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, well, I did more than I anticipated, actually. So this was actually, this was my birthday weekend, and I actually...
Happy birthday!
Thank you. I took time off, not for any real reason. It was just sort of, I mean, I figured why the fuck not, you know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting to be as busy as I was. Like, I legitimately had to set my alarm every single day I was off except for Monday. Which I'm like, I thought about it and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? So I was off Wednesday through Monday. Yesterday was my first day back at work. So this is what I did. Wednesday, I got up and decided to go and volunteer at Joshua Tree. I actually worked Wednesday into my days off on purpose so I could go do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a doctor's appointment because, you know, I'm good like that. Myself in the back. Thursday, I took myself up to Wet Beaver Creek, which is on the way to Sedona. It's one of my favorite places to go and hang out, and I use the word hike very loosely. I mean, to be fair, I did have to walk probably a good 3/4 or so mile in to be able to find a good spot to be able
to stay. That sounds like hiking to me.
Right. I mean, and there's, you know, there's rocks and there's shit, so you're climbing over stuff and whatever. But I went by myself and I kind of just hung out. I had a book and it was actually really nice. Friday, I went to Lake Pleasant with a friend and her family, and we went in separate cars. We were socially distanced the entire time. At no point could I even have reached out and touched anybody. Like, but it was really nice to be out and in the water and to just, you know, kick back and relax a little bit. And then she actually dropped off. I posted a picture. The best fucking socks on the planet. Did you see the socks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're totally me, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
They're totally, yeah. So, and for anybody that knows me, like, cool socks like that, like, cool dress socks are... I mean, you can't really go wrong.
Please avoid having cool black socks with black people on them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know. and she actually organized. So since the beginning of this pandemic, we've been kind of getting together once a week as we can for, like, a virtual, like, happy hour thing. And she actually organized, like, a surprise Zoom call that I had no idea about. I thought it was just going to be me and her real quick.
Oh, I'm going to talk to her.
You talk to her about it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't have anything to do with it. Nothing.
She knows my inbox. Where was she at?
You go ahead and you take it up with her.
Wait, hold on. Let me send a message.
But it was cool. We all jumped on and, you know, everybody was having a birthday and somebody made cupcakes and everything and it was great. Yes, Teddy, a friend. Whatever. Anyone in my life. Saturday, I had to get up because I had a couple of meetings in the morning. And then I actually met up with Nicole and Dominic von Strapp to exchange a few goodies. I had a care package for Nicole. She's a healthcare worker, actually. I mean, Dominic is too, but Nicole really has hands-on with a lot of patients. And I brought her a care package from Bone and Basil. Now the trick is going to be, Dominic has very strict instructions to basically hogtie her and put her in the bathtub and not let her move.
That sounds like a good night for me.
I mean, I'm just saying. and they got me, so everybody knows that all I've been doing, because I don't really leave my house, so all I've been doing is playing fucking video games. Like, I am now the gamer that I never was when I was younger. And I've been playing Skyrim. And now, Nicole is, like, my go-to, like, gamer buddy. Like, anytime I'm messaging her constantly going, why the fuck am I doing this? What is this, and where can I find this, and why is this important, and what about that, like, constantly, all the fucking time. I was doing it with Zelda before, now I'm doing it with Skyrim. And they actually got me, like, a Skyrim, it's an Elder Scrolls cookbook. I saw it, I was like, oh my god, this is fantastic.
Now, all these cookbooks that you keep getting... I'm expecting some recipes, though.
You know, okay, here's the thing. I don't like cooking for myself. I don't. Like, it sucks. And that's one of the things, actually, I was just talking to somebody about this. I was like, I really hate cooking for myself. Because it's like, well, why? Why am I cooking? Like, it's dumb.
Why couldn't you cook for your...
I'll make something and I will bring you stuff. But you have, like, dietary restrictions and shit. So, like... See, and look, Dominic said that Nicole made her, like, collect all the Korok seeds in Zelda. Like, this is, you know, this is Nicole's fault 100%. and then... So, Dominic wants a sweet roll. I have to figure out how to make it gluten-free. You didn't give me a gluten-free Skyrim fucking cookbook. You just gave me a regular Skyrim cookbook. So I gotta figure shit out. Anyway,
wait until
and then Sunday was National Ice Cream Day, so I think it's a law somewhere. So I went to Sweet Republic because Sweet Republic had two ice cream flavors that are brand new that they were putting out. They were doing like a Christmas in July thing, so they made a peppermint ice cream, which is like my favorite ice cream ever. Like, really, it is. And you can usually only find it around Christmas
time. Wait, peppermint or peppermint like with chocolate?
No, like peppermint, like candy canes, like peppermint.
Oh.
Right. So I got a pint of the peppermint, and then they also had a maple bourbon custard, which was fucking amazing. Oh my god, it was so good.
I'd have to try it. Sometimes when I have stuff with bourbon in it, I just...
No, I don't usually like stuff like that either, but oh my god, it was so good. Like, oh, it was so good. Monday, and because I had to get up every fucking day and do shit, because I had to go grocery shopping on Sunday too.
Oh my god, adulting.
I know. The fuck. So I decided on Monday I wasn't going to do a goddamn thing. So I didn't set my alarm, I got up whenever the fuck I wanted, and I basically just played video games all day. So, you know. And then on Friday night was the Kings of AZ show. It was hosted by Eddie, which I was only able to hang out for a little bit because I was fucking tired. I'd been at the lake for hours, so I only watched a little bit, and I was just like...
Wow, you remembered all of it. That's the part that I'm most amazed
about. I kind of, yeah, well, I had to go through it. And
you went through your phone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I didn't update my part, but it's not that hard
shit
for me to figure out. So, last week, Wednesday, I am in complete denial sometimes, because I will try to cram as much things as I can in one day and, you know, try to be okay about it. So, my good friend made the executive decision and told me that we were taking the night off.
Yeah,
and I was like,
we're not gonna try and have you move and then try to get to... I'm like, no, fuck it, no.
Well, because I purposely left the room, but not this room, but the other one. I purposely left it up to come back the same day on Wednesday because I... I wanted to play a guessing game. Can you guys guess? You already know the answer. Do not answer. What was the first thing that I moved into the new house? And I'll continue with my story. But I just want to see what the guesses are. You know the answer because I sent you a picture of it. We moved. Basically, we like to do like the, you know, like move the small things, whatever we can carry out of the house, move those things. So we had a majority of the house kind of situated before on Saturday, we had the movers move all of the furniture, all of the, you know, the things that are just way too damn heavy to be lifting on my own. And do I? No. But it was wonderful. The men were handsome. And they are from Mastermind Moving. They did a really good job. They even put stuff back together for us. They put the couch back together. We had some tables where the legs were kind of, you know, wobbly. They tightened those up. Those are the little things that I will remember because they were asking, like, oh, where can we put this? Oh, can we put this together for you? I mean, I've never had movers do that, ever. So, shout out to the crew at Mastermind Moving. And then, so I've been pretty much off, but speaking of loading things all into one day and not taking a break, I did produce the, what's the name of the show? The King's Court, reunion show on Saturday night, as I'm crazy. The internet was set up on Wednesday, so either way, we could have had a show, and I would have been, like, if I was still here, I would have had my laptop. But it was a good choice. It was a good choice. And after the show was over, I went into the bathtub, because for the first time in a long time, I have my own bathtub. And I went live, because we have a jacuzzi tub.
And I hate you.
It's a jacuzzi tub that's separate from the shower, mind you.
I'm just going to come take a bath. That's all I want.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to come
take
a
totally
bath.
Can.
I don't want to do anything else.
And I use my Bone and Basil Calm, you know, the Calm one. And, that's it. That's all. So, I took this week off because I wanted to put things up on the wall because I hate that you go somewhere, you move somewhere, and then, like, you go to work, and you're still kind of, like, putting stuff away and
right.
putting stuff. That, I was like, nah, we'll just go ahead and take care of this. Nobody's guessed what was the first thing I moved in here?
Nobody's listening to you. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you anyway. The first thing that I moved in here were my shoes. And I have nearly 60 pairs of shoes.
I am terrified to move and, like, count my shoes because
you have
just
more than
my
I
shoes?
Do.
Just my shoes, not even Freddie's shoes.
Oh,
my
I haven't
shoes?
Counted my shoes yet.
Like, yeah, like, I can't,
If I admit how many pairs of shoes I have in total, that may turn into, like, I don't know what it is about spouses and saying, well, you need to get rid of that.
I know, what the hell? See,
like,
and this is the thing, I don't have to worry about that. If anybody tells me to get rid of something, I'll be like, who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here. I don't have to listen to you.
I mean, shoes are, they're timeless.
I mean, let's be real. You need shoes. I mean, depending on the style of outfit, the color of outfit, like, you can't just have one pair of shoes that you wear with everything. Like, that's not going to work. Like,
and
you
with
need...
heels, I have a different size.
Right. You know, I have Oxfords, I have wingtips, I have Chucks in a whole bunch of different colors. Like,
you never know.
It all depends on what, you know, because not every shoe is going to work with every outfit.
Nicole, you only have 16 pairs of shoes?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow. Step it up, sis.
Mm-hmm. Now we know to get her for, like, you know, birthdays.
What's your favorite shoe store? Let me know.
Right? Get you coupons, gift cards. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. My brain is mush.
But
speaking of brains being mush, so for my tip today, and we're going to kind of revisit this every once in a while because I think it's important and I think things can get forgotten and things can fall by the wayside, especially right now. So for my tip tonight, we're going to be talking about ways to stay healthy both mentally, sexually, and physically during COVID, because right now shit is just shitty. And I don't know about y'all, in fact...
Yesterday.
I mean, I would hope, anyway, that everybody is pretty much staying home as much as they can. And, I mean, anybody that knows me knows I don't leave my house. I go grocery shopping. That's about it. Like, this weekend was the most I've left my house in months.
I was surprised you were out.
Right. Because I'm never out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never out. I don't go anywhere. I stay in my house, which is why I've become a fucking idiot. But that's okay. So, the months drag on. Numbers are rising, especially here in Arizona. And the virus is hitting closer and closer to home. I mean, more and more people now actually know somebody who has it. It's no longer a friend of a friend of a friend. It's no longer, oh, you know, this person's, you know, second cousin or whatever it is. It's now you know somebody.
A friend of mine was in the hospital for about 2 weeks. And is recovering nicely, but still feels like there's something on his chest. That's what he describes it as.
I know somebody that's been in the hospital for 46 days.
So it hits people differently too. I've seen some people.
It does. But almost everybody is saying like it's the same sort of thing. Even when you're recovered, you're not really recovered. Like, and they, you know, they're talking about possible permanent lung damage and, you know, nerve damage and shit like that. So anyway, you know, and with it being so damn hot here in Arizona, it's really easy to just kind of let things slide. You just stay in your house. It's much easier to sit around and do nothing and just, you know, forget about all the stuff that you really should be doing to kind of take care of yourself. So we're going to talk about some things that you need to make sure you're still doing, some ideas, some stuff like that, to make sure that you're still keeping up with things like your mental, sexual, and physical health.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about mental health first, because mental health is important, extremely important, especially right now. If you have insurance, I know not everybody does, but if you do, I would highly recommend setting up at least a once-a-month appointment with a therapist. Even if it's just a quick check-in, you know, how are you doing? You know, do you have anything you need to get off your chest? Because there's a lot of shit that needs to be unpacked right now. Like, there is a lot of shit that is just, it's crazy. And talking to your friends is good, but it's not really ideal.
Can I jump in on this one?
Yeah.
So yesterday, if you follow me on Facebook, then you know. I think I only posted there on Facebook. But yesterday, because I've been going full steam for, about 2 weeks now. And I've been waking up every morning since we started moving with, a to-do list. And I woke up yesterday morning with that to-do list on my brain, but my brain saying, no. And then, you know, I felt all sorts of uncomfortable. I felt like what I described it as, you know, I'm always the strong one.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like there was a little bit of me that was like cracking apart and I couldn't stop it.
Right.
And so I couldn't get a hold of my healthcare professional. But nothing was getting dangerous, let's just say. But it was starting to nag me a little bit.
Right.
Because I'm that person that is, no matter how weak I am, or not weak, no matter how down I am, I will try to go and do the things that I know I need to do anyway. Just like last week. I probably should have said, you know what, we're not having a show. But what did I do? I said, I'm going to have the show because...
Yeah, that's why I said it for you.
But I do understand that, I mean, I do have people that I can talk to, but I feel like yesterday was one of those more in-depth kind of... I mean, not that I don't talk to you like
it's,
that.
It's
it was,
different.
It was
it's
just...
different. It's, you know, to have a sort of a, you know, a third, an impartial third party that is actually there to, you know, do what,
yeah,
you know,
or
to,
say,
to take
like,
that burden, you know?
Bitch, calm down. And me not take it so personal because I'm paying this person to tell me
Right. You know, and I mean, most places now are doing, you know, telehealth appointments, so you don't even have to go in an office, which is nice, because that takes that stress off of you. If you don't have insurance, check in your area for local services that offer no-cost, low-cost, or, like, sliding scale services. Because I can almost guarantee you that there, in almost anywhere you are, you can find some place that has, you know, appointments that are on a sliding scale or no-cost, depending on income and things like that. Like, here, I know Taros Health does that, and there are a few other places that do as well. And it's, I mean, it's important, and I know there's still a lot of stigma that is around, you know, mental health and around therapy, and, you know, I am all for it. I'm like, therapy and having a therapist is extraordinarily important, especially right now.
Well, I believe once upon a time it was, like, thought of as, like, if you're rich, you know, you have a therapist.
Right. Plus, you know, it would always, oh, God, you're seeing a therapist? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
No, it's end the stigma. Was this anything? End the stigma.
I remember telling my mom the first time I was going to a therapist, it was almost like I was coming out again.
Right.
Because
there's still that
because her
thing.
Generation didn't go to...
Unless it was something seriously wrong.
Like, if it was marriage counseling, then you would go to, you know, see the counselor, or you go see
right.
a priest, God forbid. But those days are over. We're a little more accepting. And plus, mental health should have always been at the top.
Uh-huh. And then at home, there's some things that you can do that can kind of help with mental health as well right now. So right now, on social media, everybody wants to be there. Everybody wants to be present. Everybody wants to, you know, show their support for all the things that are going on. But you know what? Sometimes you need to step away from social media. Take breaks from Facebook especially. And it doesn't mean that you don't care about what's going on. It doesn't mean that you're ignoring what's going on. But there's a lot going on. And you can't pour from an empty pitcher. You know, if you can't help others, you can't show support for other things that are going on if you have nothing left to give. Mm-hmm. And Facebook right now is so
toxic.
It's, oh God, it's awful with people that are not getting the whole Black Lives Matter, that are, you know, supporting cops, that are anti-mask, that are this, that are that. And it takes so much out of all of us to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? People that are still supporting Trump, people that are like, yay, Trump. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? And because I know with me, anytime I see a post that has anything to do with somebody saying that they are anti-mask, that, you know, oh, well, I'm not going to have them take the vaccine because they're just going to chip me, blast, stupid bullshit. Anything like that, like, it triggers an immediate emotional reaction where I'm just like, ugh! And I'm like, I can't. I have to put it down, go away, go slay some dragons, whatever it is that you need to do, get away from the fucking social media, because it will drag you down into a depression that is going to be very hard to get out of.
Also, I have told a couple people this. Snooze and unfollow are the best recommendation that I can offer you if you don't get along with that person or have continued to have the same conversation with that person. It's okay to delete people from your life.
Been deleting. I haven't even been snoozing or unfollowing. I'm like, if this is a conversation that continues to be had, I don't even
care. I understand. See? And then I was going to say that you also can switch the conversation by selecting the people that you talk to. Because also on Facebook, it sends you and puts front and center the people
yes.
that you talk to the most. So if you're arguing with all these people, you know what's going to happen. The more you argue with them, the more Facebook's going to be like, oh, they talk to them a lot.
Right.
Oh
so
my
we're
going to
have these people be the first. Right. The algorithms. I try to balance my Facebook with things that are important. And things that need to be said, alongside things that are designed to be positive, that are even just lighthearted sometimes, because sometimes you just fucking need to laugh. Like, you just... like the post with the lamb cake that I posted the other day.
I have not checked that. I haven't been
You have to go look at it. It's hysterical. And I think one of the biggest things is take your meds. If you are on medication that you are supposed to be taking regularly, please, please, please remember to take your meds. If that means setting an alarm on your phone every day, which I have to do, I forget because I get busy and then I forget. So I set my alarm for all my meds. Set your alarm, have everything set up. Like, do it's that's the bare minimum. And if all you can do is the bare minimum, then do that. Take your meds because it's important. So
one more thing on the health, the mental health, and I'll make it personal again, but I did get a note from somebody that said I need to slow down. And sometimes those words sound like failure. I want you to know that I, as a person, experience this feeling of, no, I can't slow down because I'm not going to be doing what I need to be doing, especially with the house. My family can't decorate, so... So in my mind, I was thinking, I need to get this done. But slow down, it doesn't mean that you're failing. It doesn't mean that you're stopping. It doesn't mean that you are giving up. It means that you just need to take the time to maybe take care of yourself, take care of what's going on around you. Because I mean, as weird as it was, it yesterday got me. Was not expecting it.
Fucking happens. Teddy Michaels says, stop investing in conversations and people that don't serve or uplift and encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. All right, moving on to sexual health. I'm going to say this front and center. Hookups are not recommended right now. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
And if you do, you need to be in line for rapid testing or whatever they call it.
Right. But, you know, just because hookups are not recommended right now doesn't mean that you should ignore your sexual health. Pay attention to what's going on. Do you need follow-up blood work? You know, the last time you had an appointment, did they say we need you to come back in 3 months, in 4 months, or whatever, because we need you to get retested for this, or, you know, we need to make sure that this is right, or whatever. Are you due for an HIV or other STI test? Go get those tests. Go get them done. Regardless of whether you're having sex with anybody right now or not, it's still important to know your status so that when you do start having sex with somebody and that conversation happens, and that conversation should happen, that conversation should always happen, then you can say, no, I know I'm negative. I was tested on this day, and I haven't had any sexual contact with anybody but myself since then, or whatever. If you do hook up, which, let's be real, real talk, y'all, hooking up right now is probably one of the most irresponsible things you can fucking do.
Well, I think people still are.
Oh, of course they still are. It doesn't change the fact that it's irresponsible. Just saying. Remember to play it safe. Use condoms. Use gloves. Anything that you can think of. Because remember, right now, there's more at risk than just catching an STI. You don't know where this person has been. And, I mean, do you trust them when they say, oh, no, I haven't seen anybody? Obviously, they're hooking up with you, so I'm going to call bullshit if they tell you they haven't seen anybody else. And that's my big problem right now, is that I don't trust anybody. I see people, I see what they post on Facebook, and then I see what they say, and I'm like, you're lying sack of shit.
They're still having parties.
I'm like, I see this shit, and I'm like, you're lying, because you just posted pictures of you with this person, and this person. Not social distancing and no masks. So no. So I don't trust anybody. And if I'm hooking up with somebody and they're like, no, man, you're the first person, I'd be like, you're so full of shit. No. Instead of hooking up, consider other methods. Things like mutual masturbation, or, you know, via FaceTime, whatever. There's things that you can do while still maintaining a safe distance, get creative. You know, you don't have to hook up with somebody, you know, like, and again, take your meds. If you, prior to this, if you tested positive for something that you need to be on antibiotics for, take your fucking antibiotics. If you are on HIV meds, make sure that you are taking your HIV meds. If you are on PrEP as a preventative measure, you do not have to continue taking it if you are not sexually active. However, like for me, if I stop taking it, it's going to be a pain in the ass for me to remember to get back into the swing of things. So I just got to keep taking it because it's just easier that way. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's like I'll forget. And then when it's like, when do I start taking it again? You know what I mean? So it's like, may as well just keep taking it. It's like, I may as well just keep taking it because, you know, mind you, I cry a little bit every time I do because I'm like,
I also want to remind those that are on birth control to remember to still mm-hmm. take their birth control, because isn't that like on a timed, like,
That's on a, and that a lot of times will totally fuck you up if you start missing it, because a lot of times they're on. People are on birth control, not just as a preventative thing, but because they have things like PCOS and other issues that rely on the birth control to help them feel better. So again, make sure that you are taking your meds, whatever those meds are, make sure that you are taking them. And believe me, there's no shame in having to set a daily reminder on taking your meds, because like I said, I have to do that. As far as physical health, this is something that I struggle with a lot, especially when it's hot. I mean, during normal times, this is something that I struggle with. But it always gets worse for me during the summer, because I don't like leaving my house during the summer anyway. I don't like being outside. It's fucking hot, and I'm really white, and I fucking hate it. And with gyms and shit closed, and, you know, with Arizona being 110 plus regularly, it can be a real struggle to find that motivation to do anything that involves leaving your house.
I haven't been to a gym in so long.
Get it. But there are some things that you can do. And, you know, changing your diet is one of the easiest things you can do. You know, cook more. Don't eat out as much. You know, if you cook more, and for people that don't cook as much, this can be a great time for you to really practice and to really, like, kind of hone your skills and try new things. For those of us that cook all the time anyway, I'm really fucking sick of cooking.
You are?
Really fucking sick. I am totally sick of cooking. And it's one of the reasons is because I really hate cooking for just me. So.
Oh, I'll be at your patio.
You know what? Except you live in Gilbert, so it's going to take you 3 fucking days to get up here. You know, but, you know, cook more. And be mindful of things like portions, you know, if you're single, and you know, you are, you know, cooking something for yourself, measure things out so that you know you're only going to be eating one portion of something, you know, because a lot of folks are working, especially if you're working from home, you don't really have to worry about like a lot of meal prep and things like that, like you would if you were taking stuff into the office. So, you know, have one piece of fish, have you know, a half a cup of rice, a half a cup of potatoes, a half, you know, cup of veggies, you know, whatever it is, a serving size is. And that's something that's really, really easy. And that's something that being single forever now, it seems, and living alone, it's something that I kind of had to relearn. You know, for a while, it's like, because I like cooking for people. That's like, that's one of my love languages, is cooking for people. And so, you know, it's tricky when you have to scale it down. Drink water, 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 drink water. It's so important across the board for all sorts of things. I got a subscription to the Liquid IV stuff on Amazon, which helps with things like hydration. And I don't drink sugared sodas. If I do drink a soda, it's diet, that's it. And you know, that's the easy stuff. And then you can do things at home, like stretching, yoga, weight. Even some of the gaming consoles have like the dance or exercise things that you can do. Like there's all sorts of things that you can do at home that will definitely have a positive effect on your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know most of us, not all, but most of us are putting on the pounds right now because we're awfully sedentary and, you know, we're not doing anything because that's,
Also, if you decide to cook big portions, because I cook big portions because I don't, like, I don't feel like cooking the next day. I say leftovers.
I hate leftovers.
But also, if you decide that you want to have what you have for dinner for lunch, on Amazon, you can get a pack of, like, five? They come in, like, different varieties. But of, like, the meal portion, containers. Like, if you decide that you can like, put some away, maybe, like, on a day you don't want to cook, you, like, thaw one out or, you know, put it on the stove. Stuff like that, because, I mean...
Yeah. Teddy says, but I have a friend. Yes, you're right. I do have a friend. And
but you're also social
has a family, and we're also social distancing. And there have been times when I've made stuff, and while friend was in the area, she's camping, so she's not watching this, although Gretchen is. So I'm just saying. You know, if friend was in the area, there are times when she would swing by and actually, you know, I would give her whatever, you know. She brought me like ribs and shit because when they cook for a fucking army. You know, so yes, I mean, I do still do that, but she also has herself, a partner and four children at home. So I'm not cooking for like 18 other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, just, you know, so yeah, but yeah. No, it's
a difference when you're cooking. So when it was just Scott and me, that's a total difference. When
right. When
we're cooking for the kids, you know, sometimes they want seconds. And then I'm thinking, what can I have for lunch tomorrow? So that adds like what? That's like six people right there.
Yeah, no. Fuck that noise. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a closer look at current events. Arizona is still top of the...
We made national news. We've been on national... News. I've been watching the news all week. We've been on national news all week.
Yay.
Yeah.
So again, we put this in perspective. April 4th, Arizona hit 2,000 cases and 50 deaths. Now we're April, May, June, July. So we're still... about three and a half months. About 3.5 months later, we are now up to 150,609 cases, 2,974 deaths. 2 weeks ago, we were at 108,461 cases with 1,969 deaths. June 21st is when we first passed that 50,000 case mark.
And also nationwide, we are hitting about 100,000 cases a day.
Yep. Nationwide, we've got about 150,000 deaths right now.
A day.
Yep. Awesome. Banner Health Poison Center Director says, don't drink hand sanitizer.
Is this something we have to tell people, or...?
Apparently we do, because Arizona. I don't know. And at a press conference today, I actually watched some of this.
Oh, you did watch that?
I watched some of it, and it made
me
so fucking
mad. I started to, and then I was like...
Oh my god, it made me so fucking angry. So at a press conference today, Maricopa County health officials said teachers would not be provided PPEs, and that they hoped... schools would report any positive tests, but they're not required to report.
Okay, so...
So teachers are going to be basically required to go back into the classroom after August 17th. They are being put in a situation that is hazardous to their health, where there is a global fucking pandemic happening. However, they are not going to be provided with the PPEs that are necessary to protect them. So add that to all the other shit that teachers have to pay for out of their own damn pocket. Totally.
Let's add to this, because staff members of schools don't get that either. We provide our own, like, non-surgical masks. So, that also adds to the total. But I did learn today that, that, you know, this is, and I know that people are like, well, the kids need to go back to school. Parents are tired of watching their kids. Daycare is expensive. Please hold. I understand all of that, what you are saying, but it's not healthy for all of us to go back, including me, because I do work at a public school. What I learned is...
That's in my nose.
What I learned is that because Trump can't say everybody needs to go back to work, open up the states, there is a big, big, and I mean slam, help the economy, big, back to school economic boost that comes with this. So there is, along with online and traditional in-store commerce things that go on, there is about, I think it's $85 billion that can be made by back to school funds, like uniforms, crayons, whatever.
Right.
That, yes, when you say it like that, he is less human than you thought he was, because he says, I'm going to take the funding away from your school if you don't go. You know who can afford that? You know, the schools with all the money, with high tax
pay. Public schools only get funded if there are children in classrooms.
Correct.
But, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous.
And a law that was made, oh gosh, I can't remember the date, but has not been changed in years. That is the reason why a lot of the public schools cannot just go to online,
yep,
because they are being held accountable for the people that are in their classrooms.
Yep. It is 2021. Get with the fucking programs, guys. Like, you could pay a teacher to seriously do online learning in the same kind of, like,
we already have online schools, but, you know, this...
And again, like I said, they are hoping that schools would report any positive tests, but they're not required to. They're not required to.
No, and there are options, like, if you don't want to return to work, that you can back out of the job that you have.
Right, you can resign, basically. It's bullshit.
So, basically, one touching CNN, I had to find this video, where this lady she found a way to get her own PPE. She bought, like, boxes of it, and she's going to give them to her students. But she said, I'm going to come to work early every day and sanitize this place down, because, you know what? I am not going to be held responsible. Because, you know what? I picture this is going to be, this is going to be hard work for all of the teachers and staff. What did Shannon say? Yes, I know that it's hard work. I know. I've seen it for myself. Because our stuff that we teach is not necessarily something you're supposed to be teaching online.
Here's the thing, though. The reason that they were working harder was because nobody was prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
They've had months to prepare. They've had months. Let me say that. They have had months to prepare. If the school fucking districts had been like, look, you know what? It is not going to be safe for us to go back in the fall. If we start prepping now for online learning, it's going to be much easier. The reason they had to work harder in the spring was because it was thrown on them. There was no preparation, and it was a hot damn mess. You can't do that with anything and expect it to go smoothly. It's not gonna work. But you plan for August. It's you know, what, shit got shut down, what, in April? March, April, May, June, July, August. So it's like 4 months that they could have been prepping this whole fucking time. Instead, everybody's been sitting around with their thumbs up their asses trying to figure out what the fuck to do and getting no answers. And I know this from a firsthand experience. Just saying. And also, masks will be strongly recommended, mind you, not required. Strongly recommended at a 6 foot distance maintained. Never mind that fucking classrooms are already overcrowded. Like, what the fuck? What really? You really think kids are gonna. Bullshit.
So,
bullshit.
On this thing that I was watching earlier, I believe that the students that will benefit the most from us returning back to school are not those that are without money, but those with.
Of course. Because that's the way it always works.
So. If you put that into perspective, the orange man, the good old orange man, has lined up all his minions, including Betsy DeVos. Ah, love her. Not. How can people not think that kids are not carriers of...
No, it's fine, because it's like you said, it's only going to affect the lower income schools in lower income areas. And statistically,
who do those
lower income areas serve? So, you know what? It's totally fine. Totally fine. right. I personally think the teachers union should sue the state, and they should get hazard pay.
There aren't a lot of teacher unions.
Then there needs to be more. I'm just saying. And Teddy said their schools only provide instruction online. Right. And if there are schools that are work entirely online, then you know what?
So
there are ways to do it.
Shannon Black and I, and Shannon McKenzie. Know the behind the scenes, and day to day is sometimes a little. Education is the slowest. And I could say this. It's the slowest to adapt to anything that is happening. Say we get new iPads in public tomorrow. If I say we need to get iPads in every classroom, it is the slowest process to have it implemented. By the time the year is over, somebody
feel like my work where they give me a laptop that when I first got it was running like Windows 7, and then they upgraded to Windows 8, and then they upgraded to Windows 9 or Windows 10, and then finally, like 4 years later, 5 years later, they're like, "Oh, we should probably just give you a new laptop because this one's running." Like, yeah, think.
Yeah, education will run you until the wheels fall off. So,
yeah.
I understand. That it doesn't look pretty for education right now because we're trying so many things. But at the same time, I go back to work tomorrow. And I think part of my anxiety yesterday was that I have to go back to work tomorrow. And I don't even like catching a cold, guys. This does not sound like it's just going to be a cold, like I can go to bed. This sounds like I'm...
Nope.
I don't know.
Yeah. But on, I guess on a positive note, there are tests that are happening for a vaccine. There are a few places that are developing them. They seem to be working. They seem to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. In fact, Maricopa County is looking for volunteers for folks that are willing to try it. So. That's positive. Of course, mind you, after they test some things and whatever, it's still going to be a few months before it's going to be even remotely available to anybody.
So, Pfizer?
Probably.
Pfizer is testing. It's only on phase one. They need to get to phase three and have it approved by FDA. It's saying that it won't be until early 2021, that they have to get through the test. And there's other pharmaceuticals that are saying the same thing. So I'd like to say that if the orange guy had taken his time and stopped digging a hole for Dr. Fauci, who is... Never mind. I can't get into that. Because Donald Trump is saying the wrong things about somebody that's supposed to be leading him,
He literally gets up there and contradicts everything that Fauci says because Trump is an asshole and a moron and a...
So if you are really interested on learning what science is doing with the vaccinations, follow Dr. Fauci on social media. He's even found, like, cures for things. I found out a whole bunch of shit about him that I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. We should be listening to him instead of a guy that likes to be racist and bankrupt companies.
Look,
anyway.
I have this jar of spices right here. I would trust this jar of spices to give me better information than fucking the Cheeto in charge, okay? Let me see. Speaking of the Cheeto in charge, did say today that the pandemic will likely get worse before it gets better. No shit, you dumb fuck. This
but
is what
we've
been saying for months.
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
If he definitely took charge of this, he would say, we're going to shut down for the rest of the year, including schools. We're going to shut it down. Do online instruction as best as you can. And as soon as January hits, if we don't have something, we need to come up with a plan. He needs to come up with a plan for us nationwide. And people
No. When it comes to January, he needs to not come up with any plan because he won't be there.
Oh, that's right. But whoever's in charge needs to come up with a plan that leads us in the right direction instead of this, oh, we're going to start. No, we're going to stop. No, we're going to start. No. Because what it should have been is everybody knows consistency is the key. Wear your damn mask.
In terms of consistency, you know, we do have feds in camo that are snatching protesters off the streets in Portland.
Yeah, what's that
And in order to stay consistent, the Cheeto is talking about deploying the same tactics in other cities, like Chicago and things, which I don't know if anybody keeps up with history, but this is total Gestapo bullshit. This is fucking brown shirt going in, snatching people off of fucking the street, taking them God knows where and doing God knows what with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is fascist bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
But we're fine. We're fine. Everything
is
fine.
Also, who posted this the other day? Somebody posted it. That they're also doing tactics where they're going out as plain citizens. And driving normal cars, nothing marked, and then, you know, saying, oh, you've been arrested.
They're doing preemptive arrests. It's like, no, you can't do that. That's illegal.
Also, what you guys will not believe is that the Cheeto in charge is going after, like, these governors that are, like, he's overstepping the governor of and the mayor of Portland, and you know, just sending these people because I believe the mayor is the one that wants to sue the administration, and tell them, you know, you didn't need to send these people because they were peaceful before you started coming in here,
right?
And now they're getting violent, and you know what he's saying? He's like, oh yeah, I see what I did there, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, y'all, now y'all are violent. You're right. Everybody's violent now because they're trying to, they're scared for their fucking lives. Like, no, this is bullshit.
Yeah. And this so, is it Atlanta? I feel like the mayor of Atlanta is being sued by the governor of Georgia because she wants to mandate face masks in her city, in her jurisdiction. And he is very, kind of
Oh,
like,
he said, right, he said that masks weren't necessary.
Yeah, and he's tight with, Cheeto, just like our governor is, and, you know, yeah, we don't need those masks, it's just like a cold, you know, it's fine. But if she wants to mandate stuff, we are gonna sue you. So that's where we are. When you're voting, if you didn't get your early ballot, your mail-in ballot, you need to be on that. You need to be on that. Because people are just fucking shitty and crazy right now. Also, I did a TikTok last night because a lady did a video that said, I have to find this book because now I need to read it, that Donald Trump's niece wrote a book and said that Donald Trump picks his nose and eats his boogers.
I could totally see that about him.
If that person is our president again, I don't know.
We're screwed. If that happens, I'm getting refugee status and moving the fuck out of here. I don't care.
It's just getting really bad. A lot of things that I've had to turn off on TV because it's like history repeating itself. And they'll show stuff that has been done in the past, including the civil rights movement, where things are like not okay, and then we're doing them right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that's happening that literally this is all
we're
fucking
just one
hose
like short of repeating history.
Yeah,
canines
have been
called, rubber bullets. We've done it.
Yeah.
And we're
this is none of this is new, which is why I love when people are saying, you know, these times are unprecedented. No, they're not.
This all could have been
there is in fact a precedent. There is in fact several precedents that have already been set for what is happening right now. We've already done this. I feel like Doctor Who like went back and this should be deja vu for this country.
Mm-hmm.
We've already done this. We've already been here. Like, I don't know.
The Karens need to calm down. If I run into a Karen, I'm not sure what I would do, but I just want you to know that Ken and Karen in St. Louis, I believe they've been charged with something. Felony?
They have, I believe. I don't remember what. Illegal firearms, I think.
Yeah. So just keep doing you and, you know, keep your cameras on. I now carry my cell phone in my hand. I used to, like, throw it in my purse, but I do keep it in my hand when I go out. Isn't that scary? Like, the change of behavior, I never thought I would have to have my phone in my hand at all times.
There's a lot of things. That's something I think we should talk about at some point, is, like, some of the things that I think are going to be, like, the new normal going forward. Because I think that would be interesting to talk about.
One of them being my phone in my hand at all times.
I think there's a bunch of stuff. So I think that could be fun to talk about.
We can come up with a nifty
So, yeah. So, we are over, folks. We are over. But
I don't know what my next gig is. So I guess next week I'll be here.
Currently. I don't have any currently. I'm going to stay home and...
We're going to work on stuff for Patreon, though.
Yes. Well, yeah, we'll be doing stuff for Patreon. I'll be staying in my house. I'll be playing video games.
If
anybody has Mario Kart, fucking get Mario Kart so we can play Mario Kart. God damn it.
Maybe I should put that on my wish list. Will somebody buy me a Switch? I can't afford it right now. I just moved. We are recording. This will be the first time that we've done this, so I hope it goes very well. We are recording our interview with, I want to get it done first, and then we'll talk about it.
Right. Let's just say we're pre-recording an interview this weekend with somebody that will be,
That I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And if it goes off right, we might do it more often, because there's a lot of people that haven't been on our show, because Wednesday at 8 is like 11 o'clock on the East Coast, which
led to
this, and people were like, hey, I can't be up that way, I gotta go work the next day. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so stay tuned for that. I hope that we can pull that off. Let's talk about our sponsors. We are brought to you by Wigs of a Kind. You can find them on Facebook. wearing one there in the picture. I'm wearing one on my head. This one is appropriately called Karen. And our hearts go out to the Burly Barber. If you follow them on Facebook, I think there's an email address on their Facebook page if you want to keep in touch with them. We also want to thank our sponsor, Bone and Basil. You can find them on Instagram at bone_and_basil. I need to put that on the...
I've sent a few people their way, and they're very excited, so...
Yeah, I have soul. Special thanks to all of you who support us on Patreon. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/letshaveafifi. You can also tip us at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Be sure to like this episode, subscribe, and share with all your friends. Trump supporters, Kens and Karens. It sounds like a big old happy family. What is her name that you used to think that the FBI was in her microwave?
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, she also is against schools reopening. But she said that you trust what you hear or want to believe. That was like my biggest thing. I think she's very anti-Trump right now. I really do. You can subscribe to us as a podcast. Hopefully I can get back into the groove and continue to update the episodes, because I was starting to get on that groove, and that was part of my I need to let go kind of thing. so I stopped doing it during my move. What else? You can follow us on... You follow us everywhere already. I don't need to tell you. I'm tired. I'm anxious to go back to work tomorrow. Like, anxious in a bad way. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to all who watch on live and who watch on the replay. We will see you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.
Good night.